I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Are the beliefs or maybe concerns about stepfamily problems, are they self-fulfilling? If we think they're going to be a problem, do they in fact become a problem?
You know, let me take a stab at that. I'd be interested to see what David thinks about that as well. I don't know that it's necessarily a problem. On the one hand, we want people to have their eyes open, for example, going in so that they have an awareness of what those stressors might be. I think it's generally true that when we're aware of some common dynamics, for example, hey, here's the things that couples typically go through and stepfamilies typically go through, people who are aware of those things do a better job managing them, right? Because they have an expectation that it's coming, they have a sense of what to do about it, and that's helpful. But I do think that sometimes concerns can create self-fulfilling prophecies. So, for example, I find myself working with a lot more adult stepfamilies these days, all right? So, Neil, here's the scenario. You're 65 years old. You had a 25-year wonderful first marriage, and a spouse died for whatever reason, and a few years go by, and you find yourself falling in love and getting married again. And so you've got another 20, 30 years, you're thinking about life with another partner. And your assumption is, well, all our kids are adults, they're all out of the house, you know, we don't have to worry about any of that parenting stuff, you know, all is well. But then you discover that your 30-year-old daughter is really jealous of the time you spend with your new spouse. And they're concerned about inheritance. And they're thinking, you know, my kids are going to get shorted because you're spending time with your new spouse's grandkids, not your grandkids. And all of a sudden, there are stepfamily dynamics at play. I'm finding myself running into more and more families like that these days. And one of the self-fulfilling prophecies I see with adult children who are now becoming an adult stepchild, and that's weird, you know, on the surface. They're already thinking, man, I never saw this one coming, right? Now my mom is married to somebody who's not my dad. And they can make some decisions very quickly about their, you know, soon-to-be stepdad and go, you know, I think he's just marrying mom for her money. Or I think he's just kind of working his way in, and I don't really trust his heart or his character. And so that adult child makes a decision about whether or not they're going to trust that mom's new husband. And they've decided not to. That's a problem. Right? When you have that concern, that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Now, I don't trust you. I don't respond well to you. I don't open my heart towards you. And now I'm resistant to your presence in my life, in our family's life, in the extended family's life. That's a problem. So absolutely, sometimes where we put our heart is going to make a difference in how we walk out these new relationships.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.